President Joe Biden is expected to finalize significant tariffs on some Chinese imports this week. The taxes will apply to goods including electric cars and lithium-ion batteries. It's a continuation of Donald Trump's tough-on-China trade policies, which are touted as a way to protect American jobs. But do they really? And what could tariffs look like under a potential Harris administration? We're going to ask an economist who studies trade policy. Sanjay Patnaik is with the Brookings Institution. That's a center-left think tank in Washington, D.C., and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming. So before we get into which tariffs are coming down the pike and how Americans overall may be affected, could you just tell us the simplest way to define tariffs?
Of course. So a tariff is basically a tax on imported goods that come from abroad. So let's say we have a German car that is being manufactured in Germany. And as that car enters the U.S. market, they have to pay a tax or tariff at the border to the American government.
So to remind, the White House announced in May that it would quadruple tariffs on Chinese EVs and raise duties on a number of other goods, ostensibly to protect U.S. industry. So what about that? What effect do you think those tariffs will actually have on industry and on Americans overall?
So that's obviously quite mixed, and it really depends on the industry. But when we look at the record of the Trump administration and the Biden administration in terms of tariffs, what we have seen so far is that the latest studies show that there is a net loss in jobs, at least of 140,000 to 175,000 jobs across industries, and an increase in prices and additional costs that American consumers have to pay. And so I expect this to continue with additional tariffs that President Biden is considering now.
And why is that? As briefly as you can, why in your estimation and with your research does it lead to a net loss of jobs?
Because when you put, let's take a very simple example. So President Trump put a tariff on iron and steel products, right, to protect the domestic iron and steel industry. So you might protect a few iron and steel jobs in the United States, but any company that is using iron and steel will now have to pay higher prices, and oftentimes they have to reduce output or they have to take the costs, they have to absorb those costs and cannot produce as much and might not be able to hire as many people as they would otherwise.
Okay, well, listen to how vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, of course he's a senator from Ohio, talked about Donald Trump's tariffs Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. He was asked whether those tariffs raised costs for Americans during Trump's term in office, and this is what he said.
Well, what it really does is it penalizes importers from bringing goods outside the country into the country. And I think that's just a necessary thing. We know that China and a number of other countries are using effectively slave labor to undercut the wages of American workers. Donald Trump thinks that has to stop.
Okay, so there's two issues here, wages overall, but net jobs overall. So just as briefly as you can, is he wrong?
Well, I would say he's not completely right, because when we look at the studies that have examined the Trump and the Biden tariffs, most of the costs are being absorbed by American businesses and American consumers. And so there are estimates that range from a couple of $100 per year that American families have paid in addition because of those tariffs.
So if the current Vice President Kamala Harris wins the election this fall, do we have any sense of where she is on this, whether she will maintain these Biden and Trump era tariffs or go in a different direction?
I mean, it's quite interesting when we look at what President Biden has done. He really has continued most of President Trump's tariffs. He has mitigated some that are closer to our allies, towards the EU or Japan. But at the core, he has really continued the policy. Vice President Harris hasn't released too many policy details yet on her trade policy. I would expect her to continue President Biden's trajectory, at least at the core. Maybe she will change a few things here and there, but I think at the core, she will probably maintain it.
So before we let you go, we have about a minute left here. Is there another way the U.S. could use trade policy to push back on China, to address those concerns, legitimate concerns that people do have about, you know, price dumping, about, you know, forced labor practices and things of that sort?
Absolutely. And I think we obviously have to look at what tariffs are being used for. And I think tariffs on Chinese products, especially those industries that are very critical for our national security, that are sensitive, those make sense because we want to make sure that we have, for instance, enough production capacity for our defense industry if it comes to a conflict. But what we could really do is, if we wanted to rein in China economically, we should deepen our economic ties. That means more trade and free trade agreements with our allies. We currently do not, for instance, have a free trade agreement with Japan. We do not have a free trade agreement with the European Union or with the UK. And I think that would be a very good way to deepen our ties with those allies and make sure that we have a common market with our closest friends around the world, because this could really provide a counterweight to China.
All right. Gives us something to talk about in a future conversation. That's Sanjay Patnaik. He's director of the Center on Regulation and Markets at the Brookings Institution. That's a Washington, D.C. think tank. Mr. Patnaik, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.